This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Chris Swick is back with us from Yahoo Sports to talk baseball. How you doing, Chris? Hope you're having a good summer.
I'm doing well. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, Scott, so I'm excited.
My man. So Jason Wirth, who disappeared off the face of the earth, but he's found a way to get everybody going today with his comments. Did you see his comments about super nerds and front offices that know nothing about baseball and sabermetrics and all this other nonsense? Do you agree with him that he said that the nerds are killing baseball?
You know, I think it's a little half and half for me. So I came up, I started at Fangraphs, so I am definitely into all the nerd numbers. I generally enjoy them. I think there's maybe some truth in what he said, and I think we're maybe seeing a little bit of that now, where a lot of these teams are built to maximize profit. So we had that really slow free agent period last winter. I think partially sabermetrics played a role in at least how teams started to view players. And I also think the Rays whole experiment with the relievers as starters has been part of that too, which is not really something I'm a fan of. I think it makes for a less enjoyable game. So while I think 5 years ago I probably would have made fun of Jason Wirth, I have to say I see a few kernels of truth in what he said.
Well, so why, explain to me why the throwing Romo out there, if he gets everybody out, what do I care if he's a starter or a reliever? I need outs. I need to make plays. If the starter can't get anybody out, I'll bring in the beer man if he can get outs.
No, I think you're right. I think in that sense, if it's working, sure. I guess my concern would be I think in my mind, maybe there should be restrictions on how many pitching changes you can make in that situation. Because suddenly, if you're looking at bringing in a guy and he can only last two batters and you've got, you know, 12 or 13 pitching changes per game and games are suddenly 4.5 hours, which I know we're getting that anyway, but just to have it more drawn out, I think is part of my concern. I also think the reason you're seeing the Rays do it, you know, could be to suppress salary. I mean, they're a team that usually spends a lot, and by not having to pay starters, I think you gain a little bit of an edge that way. So I'm not saying they're explicitly doing that, but I think there's a reason you're not seeing a team like the Yankees do it, is because they can afford to pay for starters every year.
Yeah, I got to ask you, I don't have a problem going to the baseball game for 3.5-4 hours. Everybody seems to get worked up about it. But when I go to the baseball game, I want to sit there and watch the game. I want to eat popcorn. I want to have a hot dog. I want to have 7 beers. And I want to have an ice cream, and I want to look at chicks, and I want to watch the game, and I don't care that it's a four-hour night because it's what I planned on doing that night anyway. I go to the game. I don't want to – like, are you kidding? Like, I used to go to games with my dad in Pittsburgh, right, at Three Rivers when I was a kid, and I was watching, like, the 71 and 79 Pirates win world championships. I never once went to a game and said, you know, Dad, this is awesome. We just got here 2 hours ago, and we're already leaving. I never once in my life ever said that when I went to a sporting event. How quick can we get out of here unless your team's getting their ass beat? Why all this ridiculousness with the length of a game?
Well, you know, I think you bring up an interesting point. I think there's a big divide between how fans view the game and maybe how people who have to cover the game view it. If I go to a game and then I'm there as a fan, I also don't really care. If I'm covering the game, you know, I'm obviously putting more hours in, and I want to get home and you know, hang out with my family before everyone goes to bed. So,
but that's the job you choose.
But no, absolutely, absolutely. And
I mean, how does it stop? Hold on a second. Let me ask you this while you're at it. I hate to interrupt you, but because I'm going to ask you, you're the writer, you're the reporter, you do this for a living. Why would you, like, I get it because I've done it. I used to cover baseball every day and go to the game and sit there and I'd be like, God, when am I going to get out of here? And I used to do play-by-play. I used to do everything. I'd be like, when am I getting out of here? But my point is, and I'm going to say this, why do it for a living if you don't want to be there writing about it? Or, like, you know, it's the game's too long for you or you want to get home to your wife and kids. I get all that, but why do it then?
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously I do it because I love the game. I think it's maybe frustrating when, you know, a team has like a 5-run lead in the ninth inning and you're seeing a pitching change and you're just kind of thinking like, I don't know, do we really need to make this change? The game's kind of out of hand. So I guess I'm more in those situations where it just logically you can't figure it out and then it gets puzzling and then you get more frustrated because you're sitting at the park longer than
right.
You
but when you're
game that,
when you're there though, tell me I'm wrong that I've never seen anything like it where I sit in the press box. I've done it a million times. And I've sat there and listened to all these guys complaining about how long the game is. I mean, I've actually sat there and listened to guys the entire night complain about how long the game is that are doing it for a living. And I used to always think to myself, what a bunch of putzes I'm sitting here with that all they do is cry about how long the game is and how they want to go. And, well, then go home, you wuss.
Yeah, I guess that's a fair point. Maybe I'm just being a stick in the mud about it.
No, I'm not saying you're that. I'm saying I've sat and listened to people.
Yeah.
I don't understand from the fan perspective or the broadcast perspective. You know what it is? It's when you are a broadcaster or you're writing and you do it every single night of your life for 6 months and you want to pull your hair out, you're burned out, you're spent, you're shot, you've covered a million games and you just are sick of it after a while, especially if your team's not in it. I understand that. But I've never really understood the crying about the length of baseball games. Like, you know, I just don't get it. The game's too slow. They're changing too many trips to the mound. I'm like, why are they trying to change the game so much?
That's a great question. I don't have a good answer for that. I don't know why Rob Manfred has made that his big point, and I don't know why. I think, you know, he looks at it as the younger generation maybe wants a faster game. And I don't really know that that's borne out. I think a lot of the younger fans I know have kind of echoed the same sentiment you have, where they don't care. They find it to be a fun, enjoyable experience. Length of game is, I don't think, high on their list of complaints. So it is puzzling to me that he's made this his crusade.
I think there's kids, actually. I'll be honest with you. There are kids, I know, I have kids, so, and you have kids, whatever, I don't know the whole deal, but I know this, is that they don't like baseball. They're just like, it's boring, it sucks, I'd rather do this, I'd rather do that. They just don't care about it, and it's weird because I've always loved baseball my whole life. I don't understand how, what's happened to the game is that kids just don't like it anymore. That's what's happening to the game. It's not because of all the stupid the stats. It's not because of exit velocity or home run angle or launch or speed or the fast pitches and everything else. It's because they're trying to tinker with the game so much, shifts and all this other stuff, is that the bottom line is that kids between the ages of, let's say, 8 and 15 think it sucks. I mean, completely think it sucks to the point where they are not interested in watching it at all, ever. How's that for you?
I think that's a strong opinion, and I guess I would say, what do you feel like can be done to maybe get the audience back?
Leave it alone. Let the game be, and stop cutting off beer sales in the seventh inning. Let people have fun and go to the game and eat food. You know, is there anything worse than in the seventh inning of a good game, I go out and the goddamn concession stand is closed and I can't get Carver High a beer? I mean, can I just drink and spend my money until the game's over? Thank you very much, ma'am. And stop with all the changing of the rules and everything else and the speed of the game and the shifts and everything else, and all this stuff. Just play baseball. And it's just like they said, chicks dig the long ball. You know, they've wrap the ball so tight now that all we see is home runs and guys hitting 200. Maybe if the game would be better, if less than 90% of the league hits 200. Maybe if someone could hit, the game would be more exciting. What they have now is a league full of pitchers and no one can hit.
Yeah, and I think getting back to your original point, that, or at least the thing that Worth said, I think some of that has to do with sabermetrics. We've seen the death of that perfect number two hitter who hits 330, maybe isn't going to hit 20 home runs, but is a guy who hits for high average, steals bases, gets on base at a good clip. I feel like those guys have really been washed out of the league in favor of power. So I think that's part of the sabermetric influence, and I don't really know how you combat that at this point. I feel like they need drastic things to get that player back in the game.
This is very interesting stuff. I never even imagined that I'd ask you all these questions or seem so angry about it, because it does bother me. But let's hang in here. I want to ask you some more stuff about Derek Jeter, Verlander, Javi Baez, hot seat, managers on the that might be losing their job. I got a lot more baseball to talk with you. As I'm watching the Pirates launch home runs tonight against the Giants, and I got to tell you, I have no interest in the game ending at all. In fact, I hope they hit five more home runs, and I hope the game's on till 1:45 a.m. New York time. And then at the last break I do, I'll go wash my hands and then go home. I have never seen anything like people complaining about baseball being too long. It's just like, my God. All right, we're talking to Chris Swick. We'll do more baseball talk with him on the bench. Chris Swick is with us from Yahoo Sports. So, one of the things I think that baseball needs, and it's getting right now, to be honest with you, is I believe the small markets like the A's and the Pirates doing well. And I said this before back in the days. I was on MLB Network one day arguing with this guy. Who's the guy? Sherman? Is he the guy from the New York Post that's on there? I'll never forget it. They had me on once, and I argued with him for an hour. And then they never had me back, as usual. But that's fine with me because I was right and he was wrong. And the argument I had was baseball is better when small market teams are in it. It is good for baseball that the A's are making trades for Rodney and that the Pirates made trades to try to go for it when all they've ever done is sold off the farm. And it is bad for baseball when only the Yankees and Red Sox do well and the Dodgers, in my opinion. You got to have a couple of small market teams. And the argument back then with Sherman is that the Royals and Pirates, I thought would have been an exciting World Series, and I said that I'd love it if two small market teams made it, and Kansas City is a great baseball town, and it would be great for the Royals to win the World Series, because back in the day when I covered them in 85 and they won it, it was no joke then, was it? Everybody, George Brett, Saber Hagen, no one was laughing then. And then when they went to back-to-back World Series here in recent years, that was good for baseball, Chris.
I absolutely agree. Yeah, I think the A's thing has been probably my favorite story of the season, not only because they came in with such low expectations, but I think they started the year with the lowest payroll in baseball. So to see them do it and to have them be a small market team, and not only that, but to have them just be this massive underdog, I think that's been tremendous. And, I don't know if you consider Seattle a small market. I mean, that's where I'm living now. But seeing them, I think, surprise a little bit has also been entertaining to me. So those are two of the better stories in my mind this season. And then, like you said, the Pirates, obviously, really, you could put them in the same boat.
Yeah, I love it, and I think it's good for the game. I really don't think there's anything wrong with a game. First of all, I always look at the coffers. Are the coffers filled? Yes, everybody's making tons of money. Players that are hitting 210 make $20 million. There's nothing wrong with baseball. What's wrong is everybody trying to change it all the time. Just leave it alone. That's what we do in the summer. We watch baseball. If you don't like it, go play beach volleyball or golf or something where you can lie and steal from your friends. Gambling, drinking, and everything, have at it. Baseball, leave it alone. There's nothing wrong with it. Derek Jeter says the Marlins are headed in the right direction. Do you believe that? And should he be at the Yankees 98 reunion celebration they're having in the Bronx? He's the only guy, it appears, that's blowing it off.
I feel like he should be there just because of how much he means to the franchise. As far as the Marlins, I mean, I, you could probably say they're heading in the right direction, but only because I don't think they can get worse from here. So I do think they've made some efforts to bring in more minor league talent, but they were starting with a pretty bare cupboard to begin with. And so you're pretty much at a point where any prospect they bring in via trade or the draft is going to improve them. So kind of, I guess you have to buy just based on that, but I still think they have a real long way to go before they're anywhere close to competing.
Ohtani going to throw the ball this weekend. Is that a good or bad idea for them?
I think it's a huge risk, and I don't really – I guess I know they're 500 right now. They have a real tough task ahead of them if they're going to try and jump three teams in the AL West, or I guess technically two if they want to get a wild card spot. And I just feel like with being that far out of it, to risk him re-injuring that elbow and having to have Tommy John and potentially missing all of 2019, it's just not worth it to me. If they were maybe two games out, I can see it. They're 10.5 out of a wild card spot right now.
So, Chris Wickwood of Yahoo Sports, do you see Verlander got tossed out of that game tonight in the second inning for arguing after he got called for a balk?
Oh, I didn't see that. That's, I mean, I guess I'm not surprised because he's just a crazy competitor, but that can't be good. I mean, just he's not giving his team a chance to win if he's getting thrown out in the second inning.
He said that Kate Upton saved his life. Yeah. And are you surprised that she ended up with him and not me?
I feel like that's a trap, so I feel like I shouldn't comment on that one.
All right. Javi Baez, do you think he should be the MVP, Javi Baez?
I think he's got a legitimate case, which is probably more than I would have thought at the beginning of the season. I think there's that the NL is really tough because you can make a case for Matt Carpenter, Nolan Arenado, Freddie Freeman. So I kind of feel like based on that, I think the voters care about names, and so they'd probably lean those guys over Baez. But I don't know that Baez is right there for me, basically.
So when you see the Red Sox sweep the Yankees, do you think when you're watching that on Sunday, that comeback walk-off, did you at any point say they're going to win the World Series?
I just think they've done such a good job distancing themselves from the whole rest of the league that, in my mind, they have to be considered favorites right now.
So do you think Seattle, who's now fallen behind the A's, the said A's that we were speaking of, that they will catch back up and get back in it, or are they toast?
I think it's going to be tough. I think a lot of their success early in the year was built on some things that were going to be tough to depend on moving forward. Their bullpen has just been ridiculously good, and it's hard to trust all those arms to keep it up over the course of the entire season. So I've seen the holes there. That said, I also think Oakland has a lot of holes too. I think the difference is Oakland's been a little more proactive with trades, and so I like what they've done the last couple weeks, and that has made me believe that they're maybe the better team.
Do you think the Cubs will finish off the Brewers?
I think they will. I think up and down, that team is a better roster, and if they can get Yu Darvish back and pitching anywhere close to where he was a couple years ago, I think that is a big separator for them.
Is Arizona the surprise team based on, in my view, their bullpen is now that of the Yankees? If you ask me, I think the Yankees have a better bullpen, but I think the Diamondbacks bullpen now is the second toughest in baseball.
Yeah, I think they're definitely up there, and they were another team that really went out at the deadline and made sure to pick up a couple more pieces. I think you've seen that with a lot of these clubs where maybe the starting pitching isn't as great, but they're just kind of picking up as many relievers as possible, hoping that you can get by with maybe four or five inning starts from guys and then rely on that in the postseason, which is something we've seen the last couple years. So I think relief pitching is really become, it seems like, a lot more important these last few years.
So lastly, do you think Socha will stay or go at the end of the season?
Oh, man, I feel like after we heard the rumors, I feel like he's probably going. But it would probably have to be his choice because it seems like they just loved him in L.A.
Chris, killer stuff tonight, brother. Enjoy the late night games and have a great weekend. We'll talk to you as we get closer toward the end of the season and get ready for October when no one ever complains about the length of games.
Sounds good to me. I'll stick it out and be up till 2 a.m. if I ask you to talk to you, Scott.
That's what I'm talking about. I like that dedication right there. He doesn't want to leave the bench. He wants to leave the press box to get home to his beer and wife. I love that action. Chris Swick of Yahoo Sports.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.